Okay, so for the next talk, José María Cañas Plaza and Javier Izquierdo Hernández will talk us about BT Studio, which is a programming framework for behavior trees, web-based. They come from JBA Robotics Project and the Universidad Rey San Juan. San Carlos. Sorry, wrong king. Okay, ready.
Okay. Hello. Yeah, that's better. Okay, so we are going to present today the BT Studio. It's a web tool just for programming robotics applications, but robotics applications based on behavior trees, right? We are part of this organization, JD Robot. It's an open source organization that develops open source software for robotics and artificial intelligence. It was started in 2018, and currently we are more or less 20 developers worldwide. We develop several projects. Maybe the most important one is Robotics Academy. It's a framework for learning robotics, mobile robotics, service robotics, drone programming, artificial intelligence programming. Unibotics, that is a web-based website, just for also for programming robots, and we have also several tools, such as BT Studio and Visual Circuit. Today we are going to present here BT Studio, right? At the same time, we perform several activities along the year. We offer internships, just to mentor someone interested in learning more things about robotics and artificial intelligence. And we participate in Google Summer of Code. So this is, the last year was the ninth one. In fact, this project was fostered by the one GSOC project, right? The BT Studio software itself. And that's all mass media, social media, and also the web page. You can check it. Well, so there is a trend in the last years for developing robotics applications by using behavior tree abstraction, right? It's quite similar to hierarchical finite state machines, but has more advantages, such a better composition, right? So being aware of that, we try to facilitate the development of new robotics applications following that paradigm. Before starting this project, this is a 1 year and a half project so far, we just took a look at different software pieces available regarding this topic. And we found Groot and Groot 2, also PyTrees as implementation of behavior trees in Python, and also behavior trees CPP from Davide Facconti. And all tool is based and inspired by all of them. So we try just to take ideas from all of them and be compatible as much as possible with them. Just focusing on this tool is completely web-based, so the user interface is just use the browser. Yeah. It supports the robotics applications in Python, not yet in C++. And we are fully compatible with ROS2 framework, in particular with the with Humber release for now. And the idea is to make easy the reuse of behavior trees and modification using the web browser, right? It's completely free and open source. You have the GitHub repository in the website for this talk. And we also provide a Dockerized environment just to run robotics applications, regardless your operating system. So it works both in Linux, in Windows, and in Mac OS. Well, just focusing on the features, this tool has like two different modes, the edition mode and the execution mode. In the edition mode, the behavior tree actions can be created with a text editor, and the tool itself provides a file navigator just to navigate in the collection of actions of your application. And the behavior tree structure can be defined using a graphical, a visual editor, right? In both in the edition mode, we are going to see the user interface look and feel in the next slide. And regarding the execution mode, we have one execution viewer. You can see your robot doing whatever you have programmed to do it. and also a monitor of the behavior tree itself. So you can check which actions or which nodes are active or failing or succeeding. And we also provide in that execution mode a text console, very useful for debugging, right? Behavior BT Studio works both for real robots and simulated robots, because in fact it works just on top of ROS topics. So regardless if it's a simulated one or a real one, your application just connects to the ROS topics. BT Studio also supports several projects. I mean, you as a developer may have like 100 or 20 projects. It supports that, and even multiple universes. I mean, multiple scenarios, simulated worlds, and even robots. So this is the look and feel of the edition mode user interface. We can see here the file navigator, it's a regular one, a text editor using syntax highlighting, and here we have the visual editor of the behavior tree. You can easily create one behavior tree, just adding decorators, nodes, whatever you need. And regarding the user interface of the execution mode, it's pretty much similar, but it has new components. We have here the text console. Here we have the execution viewer. We have it, in this case, Gazebo. And here we have a behavior tree monitor. So you can check here the current state of each node, right? All of them are intended to provide a fast feedback to the developer, right?
Well, I will continue from here. I will explain in more detail how the editor of the behavior tree actually is. At the top, we can find a little top bar that has the pop-up menu with all the available actions provided by the behavior tree itself or your own custom actions. And then a couple of buttons that will add more features that I will explain later. Then the main focus, the canvas, it will allow to add or delete, modify, whatever you want, your behavior tree structure dynamically and reactively. And it will also make easier, for example, you want to customize your actions to have one specific color or another things. Add input for its actions or outputs. You can do that with the canvas. Then another part, at the bottom, you can see there's a behavior tree execution order, a little arrow. We couldn't decide what was the better order. So in the end, we let the user, you decide which one you prefer, from top to bottom or bottom to top. We also support subtrees and composition. Subtrees are behavior trees that you can include inside another behavior tree. It doesn't have cyclical imports, but everything else is supported. In the end, this provides speed for the developer, because you can reuse your existing behavior trees inside another ones. And it also allows us to create a library. We are working on it currently, but we have around two or three examples of behavior trees. Then the execution monitor mode that you have seen previously, it allows to debug and see the state of your behavior tree in real time. It will tell which actions are currently executing or the ones that are executed, if they fail or they are successful. You can also move seamlessly between your subtrees. You can enter them and go back. And also it displays the content of Blackboard tags. If you know, have used behavior trees before, you will know what tags here are, but they provide you with the ability to share your data between multiple nodes in the same application. Here, you can see how it looks, and in the demos, you will see it better. And then the Dockerized execution. We provide you with a Docker container that works almost everywhere that Docker can run, and it allows you to use ROS and already provided universes seamlessly and easily. You don't have to install any dependencies, just Docker. You run it, and it connects to the web page. You can here create your universes and import them, or just use the ones that we provide. There are around 30. And it also adds the ability to control the execution. If you don't know, if you have used simulators before, you need to launch a couple of commands to make sure that you run everything. Here, there's a couple of buttons. You can play, pause, or start your execution. Here, we will see it later, better in the demo, how it works. It also supports downloading it to create a ROS package, but this is not the main topic of this part, so I will just let you know that we have it, and if you want to, here it is. Yeah, how it works, how we have developed BT Studio. It uses three software for three parts. The robotics part, that it's based on ROS, and the simulators, normally Gazebo Classic, the old one, and the new version, like Gazebo Harmonic. We use PyTrees as the base for our behavior trees. Then for our web part, we use, for the backend, Django, and for the frontend, we use React with TypeScript, and of course, CSS and HTML. And for the DevOps part, as we said, we use Docker for the execution and all dependencies. We have seen how a behavior tree structure is. Now we'll see how an action works. It's the same one if you have already used PyTrees before. It's the same structure, just these five methods that will make everything you want in your application. We provide templates for easy start so that you can know where to go. And finally, we have the structure, we have the actions. We combine them to a single XML file that in the end is what will run. If you have worked with behavior trees before with ROS, you will know that in this XML file, you have a single part that is your behavior tree, where it's defined. Here, we have two. The first part, the behavior tree, is the same as you can do. And then we have the code part that would hold all the actions in a single file, which is easier to execute. We'll see the demos now. We start with the simplest one. It's a simple follow person. It's running Gazebo Classic. And as you can see in the blue notes here, the position and the blackboard tag updates in real time, and the same as all the actions status. The orange one is running, and the green one is successful. And of course, the red one is it failed because it didn't detect a person. Now we go to bump and go. It's still easy, but it has composition. So as you can see, there's a subtree called avoid obstacle, and we will enter inside it. There's another one called obstacle detection, and as you can see, it updates. It takes a little while until the state of the application changed, and it will, in this case, it failed, and well, it changed again. We can go back to the previous parent node, and also again to where we started. And finally, we have a more complex demo. This is based on a ROCAP 2022 home challenge. As you can see, there's a lot of nodes. This shows how powerful behavior trees can be, and in this case, how powerful they are inside BT Studio. It changes the execution. The little orange dot will go up as the actions go, and it shows how easy it is for debugging. It also uses the console part to replace voice commands because they are not possible here. And it is also running in Gazebo Harmonic instead of the Classic, which is the step forward because it's newer and better supported. Finally, to just sum it up, BT Studio is a web tool that facilitates the development quickly and easily of behavior tree-based applications with ROS-DOS. We do not support any other robotics backend or anything. We just support Rust 2, Humble, and we are working on supporting Jazzy. It is also integrated in Unibotics, the website. And towards the future, we want to present BitStudio to more of the open source community and also to the Rust community. We are developing more complex demos to show even more what can be done with behavior trees. And also, we are improving our subtree library so you can use more complex one and are ready in a couple of clicks. And also, finally, we want to update from behavior trees 3.8 to the new standard in 4.x releases. And that's it. I hope you enjoy it. Do you have any questions?
So we have time for questions.
Any questions?
So what kind of nodes do you have, and what are the limits on that?
Behavior trees have predefined a couple of nodes, such as sequence, failure, invert. So you can have, if a node is successful, it can return failure. We also have multiple sequences, not only the basic one. We have reactive ones. So if one node fails, it will start again, everything. We have fallbacks. Yes, we also support asynchronous execution of multiple actions at the same time. And there are a couple of more, that are a little bit more complex. And it's better just to read the documentation because they can be really complex to start. Something else?
Okay.
Fine.
Nice work.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.